Composer Jerry Goldsmith, who scored hundreds of films and television shows, has died after a long fight with cancer. He was 75 years old. During his more than 50-year career, Goldsmith wrote music for Lilies of the Field, Basic Instinct, and L.A. Confidential. Here's NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire.
Jerry Goldsmith carried on the tradition of an earlier generation of film composers. He wrote music for memorable movies and unmemorable ones, but approached each of them with equal care and respect.
Well, he was an absolute professional. He was known as someone that was absolutely reliable. He would do you a great job. And one of those sort of craftsmen that Hollywood depended on.
David Thompson is the author of the new Biographical Dictionary of Film. He says that one of Goldsmith's most memorable scores for the 1974 film Chinatown demonstrates what the best film composers do, create great music that serves the picture under enormous time pressure. Goldsmith inherited the job after someone else had written a score the producers didn't like.
Very late in the day, they turned to Jerry Goldsmith and said, "Can you do something quickly? Can you save us, really?" And he delivered a score that I think contributes to that film amazingly and catches the mood and the character of it.
Jerry Goldsmith was born in Los Angeles in 1929. He started studying classical music at the age of 6 and eventually was a student of Hollywood composer Miklos Rozsa. Goldsmith turned out scores for well over 200 TV shows and films, music with patriotic, militaristic moods, Air Force One, Rambo, Tora, 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 and Patton with its echoing horns. He composed scores for horror movies, Poltergeist, The Mummy, Hollow Man, and had a long list of science fiction film scores, Planet of the Apes, Alien, and Star Trek, the motion picture. This music went on to be used as the theme to the TV show Star Trek: The Next Generation. Jerry Goldsmith spent much of the early part of his career writing music and themes for television, including Room 222, Barnaby Jones, and The Waltons. Goldsmith won 5 Emmys for his television work. His only Oscar came in 1976 for The Omen. Jerry Goldsmith died last night at his home in Beverly Hills. Jeffrey Freimanwire, NPR News.